Bahrain and the situation on the ground there. We have reports coming out of there today, of course, of the popular daily, Wasat, that has been has stopped being able to publish. There was no publication coming out on Sunday. And we have reports in general from the president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, Nabil Rajab, basically saying that the U.S. media itself have been ordered not to cover news on the government's brutal crackdown on the Bahraini people. So there seems to be more and more pressure on the media to clamp down on information and what is happening on the ground in Bahrain for that information not to get out. And we ourselves, of course, that covering and following this with the social sites. Also, there are a lot more limited information coming out of Bahrain today as there has been a crackdown on certain sites. We know that still there is a very difficult situation on the ground, that there has definitely been orders for people not to gather at all on the street. However, people are still coming out. These are some of the images out of Sitra, Bahrain, as you can see for yourself, in a candlelight procession, that people are still coming out on the street when they can. We know after Friday prayers on this past Friday, when they tried to actually gather in Manama, that the military forces came down hard on the protesters, not allowing them to demonstrate after Friday prayer. So this is the situation in Bahrain, been clamped down, very difficult, as there are checkpoints that are set up. There are raids of individuals' homes. There are many people missing that have been detained or no word of them at all. Well, we're going to switch over to Beirut. I'd like to welcome my first guest political analyst, Mr. Maher Saloum. Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Saloum, let's look at the situation that is happening in Bahrain. Now, there seems to be a media, almost a media blackout on the events that's going on there. Let's start off with this. Why do you think that that's the case?
Well, it seems the media have been hurting the regime or the kingdom in Bahrain, specifically the king himself, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, and the rulers in Bahrain, and even the West, because it seems that the West has been pressured badly, you know, through human rights watch groups and international agencies that have been, you know, monitoring enough, even though they have been pressured by the rulers and the security officers of Bahrain. Now, the situation inside Bahrain, unfortunately, the Ministry of Information, the Bahraini authorities, they have blocked out from the internet and the media the Al-Wasat major newspaper, and this is a very popular newspaper that has been showing enough truth, and they have handled the truth so far in certain details surrounding the Manama massacres that have been perpetrated by security officers and have been supported by Gulf, the shield of the Gulf, actually, that have been aided by Saudis and Emiratis coming inside Bahrain. So this quelling of the rebellion inside Manama have been showing strong signals or immense signals that the human rights have been not waived so far, but it seems that the words of the truth coming out from the people on the streets have been hurting so much, not only the regime, but even the West, and this has been a surprise effect around the media, which is in the West, actually.
Okay, well, let me welcome my next guest, turning to Manama, head of the Youth Society on Human Rights, Mr. Mohammed Al-Masfati. Mr. Masfati, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, now you are in Manama. Tell us the situation as it is today. Are things deteriorating by the hour? Are the people feeling more and more pressure? Tell us about that. And also, I want to touch on the media situation right now over there. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. Today I want to speak about two important things. First of all, that the Al-Wasat newspaper, the independent, the only independent newspaper, is closed by the authority yesterday. And early morning also, they blocked Al-Wafat newspaper website for 3 hours, then they opened it later. Now we get information from Bahrain Agency News that the board of director of Al-Wafat fired.
Okay, we seem that we have lost him, and we'll try to definitely get him back on the line, turning back to Mr. Saloum. Now, in general, with the situation deteriorating in Bahrain, and now basically with this tight pressure on the media, what can these revolutionary fighters or these opposition people at this point in time do? Now, there are tight laws, strict laws for them not to take to the streets, but of course they are continuing to take to the streets, and the regime is reacting in violent ways. But on the other hand, if it's not really being covered in the media, if the many of the other countries, international countries, are really not doing anything more than just a slap on the hand when they're talking about the Bahraini government, where does this go from here in your perspective?
Yes, my friend, the whole situation in Bahrain is being unfortunately seen by the West as if it is a revolution against the West himself, because do not forget that the Fifth Fleet of the American army, or huge marines base inside Bahrain, plus there's an international intervention through the West, usually by consulting towards the administration inside the Kingdom of Bahrain through the Brits themselves, I mean the British actually. Now the situation is that they are trying to suppress or oppress the people in Bahrain, not to show any support to them even by the West, not even the media, not even human rights watch groups or international agencies, because they don't want the Bahrainis to be aware or to be leading the awareness program which has been set by the opposition in order to unveil all the massacres that have been perpetrated by the regime inside Bahrain and with the help of the West. I mean security, and for sure the help of the Gulf states, which are brotherly, you know, unfortunately they have not shown a brotherly support and the spirit towards the people of their own people, I mean in Bahrain. Now, as much as we show enough pictures or images and information about the massacres that have been perpetrated on the streets, whether they are in the villages or the middle towns and many towns around Manama and in Bahrain, unfortunately, there have been rumors saying that they are only Shiites. No, this is not the truth. The true activities that they have been perpetrating, even against Sunnis, that they are opposing the regime, have been misled by the international media and even the media in the Arab world. Now we need to cover the situation more immensely, I mean, and in detail, and showing the real truth behind all the unforeseen activities of the ruling regime or the ruling king inside Bahrain. This is what we need to concentrate on. International agencies, human rights groups, Geneva-led conventions, United Nations, us as Universal Peace Federation, Ambassadors for Peace, we need to be more involved and heavily involved in order for all the world to see the truth, what's going on the streets inside Bahrain. There should be nothing hidden, you know, towards the international community. Because the international community, they want to see, they want to picture and understand the whole situation inside Bahrain. Now, this is the true message that I'm sending to you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Saloum, interestingly enough, actually today, the Persian Gulf Arab ministers are actually meeting in the Saudi capital to discuss what they're calling Iranian interference in the region regarding Bahrain. How interesting is that when Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and UAE have actually sent troops, the foreign troops are actually on the ground in Bahrain and actually fighting against the natives there?
It seems, my friend or my sister in Tehran, you know, the situation had been a bit fearful, and they have really got worried too much, I think, the Saudis and the Emiratis, that the spread of the Shiite opposition will go ahead and maybe start an opposition or a certain revolution inside Saudi Arabia, whether it's on the East Coast or inside, let's say, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. But this is untrue. They are trying to show the West that there's a certain fear by the Shiites in the area, and the Iranian support, the Islamic Iranian support towards the Shiite in Bahrain is automatically profound. This is foreseen by anyone that they should support, not because they are Shiite, they could be Sunnis, and they can be underdogs, or they have been suppressed and oppressed by any Arab regime in the area. We have seen an Iranian intervention, honestly speaking, by Ayatollah, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, inside Egypt, and this is being foreseen by the West that this is not supposed to be taken care of. But the situation is that there's an Islamic Republic of Iran, and Egypt is one of the most or the biggest Islamic Arabic nation in the area. This is automatic logic. I mean, what can we do as Muslim nations? We need to interfere when there's fear or when there's despair or when there is a new revolution taking place for the right moment. An Islamic nation as big as Iran, they need to intervene in such a situation. Now, intervening inside Kuwait or Saudi Arabia, in Emirates, in Bahrain, they are neighbors and they are surrounding nations of Islam. This shouldn't be taken care of as a fearful, strong message by the Iranians towards the Gulf. It should be taken as a friendly message and not foreseen as an enemy, which has been criticized and multiplied by the West, unfortunately, in order for us to be fearful as Gulf citizens towards the Iranians. This is should be handled carefully and sensitively enough to be foreseen by the leaders of the Gulf and the Arab nations in the Gulf. This should be handled well, and the media should be understanding what's going on inside the Gulf, specifically now in Bahrain. And could be leading, unfortunately, towards any rising strikes, inside the east of Saudi Arabia. And we have seen so far in the past few weeks.
Okay, well, let me turn back to Manama. We have gotten Mr. Mohammed Al-Maskati back on the line, who's the head of the Youth Society on Human Rights. Mr. Al-Maskati, go ahead. You were making a couple of points of the situation on the ground today.
Today, they fired the editor, Mr. Mansour Jamri, and his assistant, and the head of the local news. This is the price of reopen Al-Wasat newspaper tomorrow. So Al-Wasat newspaper fired three person to reopen tomorrow again. That's the situation here in Bahrain. The second thing is here, today we get information about someone died inside the prison, and all the information mentioned that he get tortured by the security forces.
Okay, we seem that we have lost our correspondent, or actually from the Human Rights Association in Bahrain. Hopefully we will be able to get him back on the line and finish and get that report about how things are actually over there as we speak in Bahrain. Now, turning back to you, Mr. Salom, with the situation being the way it is, and also there seems to be an attempt to divide the Muslims over this issue. What do you see in general the responsibility of those to try to get the truth out, and what should be done?
The real goal or the real objective of the true conspiracy against the Arabs and Muslims in the Gulf and against Iran is to divide Sunnis and Shiites and separate us and put us in a sectarian war which can spread even to the area towards Iraq, Syria now, and we have seen certain chaos inside Syria so far, and towards Lebanon, hopefully not to Palestine, and to Egypt and Tunisia, to the whole Arab world. This is the strong message that we need to pinpoint and unveil towards the public media through your international media, Press TV, and any other international press coverage. My friend, inside Bahrain, the bloggers and the journalists have been really threatened.